Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good day and welcome to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks to Michelle Arbeau, the Executive Director of Authentic You Radio, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Our show today, broadcast live from Johannesburg, South Africa, is all about the theme patience. It's one of my favorite themes because it's one of the most difficult for me to handle. How can I be patient when I want things to happen right now? I want everything to happen right now. And it's not about living in the now. I mean, I'm talking about that daily frustration of when things don't happen when and how I want them to, which is immediately. So I am a spirit guide interpreter, and I'm inviting you to call in and ask your question of your angels and guides. Here's the number to call. In the United States and Canada, this is a toll-free number. The number is 1-877-296-0345. I'll say it again. It's 1-877-296-0345. And this show is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. I'm Shannon Walbrand, and my gift is that I'm an interpreter, like a translator, and I can help you get long, specific, and detailed answers to your questions. These are the kinds of questions that I would be really, really excited to help you with today. Questions about love, questions about relationships with your family members, questions about what should I do with my career or my life, what is my calling, questions about health. I'm also a medical intuitive. So the way to phrase your question would be not to give any background information at all. You don't have to say, last week I went on a safari and an elephant stepped on my foot. All you have to say is, what's wrong with my foot? Or, what can I do about this particular problem? So your angels and guides are standing by. They're working with you all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ready to help you. And luckily, I have a gift where I can hear their answers to your questions. So let's address our theme for the day. And when you're ready, give us a call on 1-877-296-0345. So today we're going to talk about patience. And I've got several sections ready for you. One, the first one is called Recommended Reading, where I'm going to do a book review. The second section, I'm going to draw an angel card that's going to illuminate our question of the day. The third section, we're going to call upon the plant kingdom always ready to help us. The fourth section is where we draw an archetype card from Caroline Mace and her wonderful work with sacred contracts. And remember that our theme is patience. So the book that I've chosen to review today is called Dark Nights of the Soul, which is a book written by Thomas More. Thomas More, with two O's, M-O-O-R-E, is an amazing man who was a monk for a while, and then he decided to take on a family life, and he became a therapist, like a psychologist. And he's written wonderful books, for example, Care of the Soul, which is a terrific book also. But why I chose this book, Dark Nights of the Soul, is that, first of all, I'm reading it, and I'm really liking it. And second of all, a dark night of the soul is a very intense period in which our patience is being deeply tested. A dark night of the soul, what does it mean to you? I invite you to consider, look back over your life, and think about when your dark nights of the soul happened. For me, there were times when I lost a loved one, when a relationship broke up, when I didn't get what I wanted when I wanted it. And life suddenly seemed really pointless, really empty. And my patience was not even there. It was like I was so impatient, I was so frustrated, and I had a really big should around life. I was saying, life shouldn't be this way. Life should be otherwise. I should be something else, and maybe I should be someone else or somewhere else. Life is just not working for me. So Thomas More, in his book, Dark Nights of the Soul, addresses this with compassion and care and a mythology that is just astounding to me and really impressive. So I'm going to read a short passage that really moved me. I was reading it recently. The people that he talks about in this book, he compares them to mythological characters such as Persephone. Persephone is the goddess who was living on top of the earth, and then she was seized and kidnapped by the king of hell called Hades. And she had to move down into hell and become his wife against her will. And her mother, pronounced Demeter or Demeter, was the goddess of the fields and the harvest and the sun and the seasons. And she ran after her daughter, trying to find her in hell, trying to rescue her or comfort her. But it didn't work. And Persephone had to live in hell for the rest of her goddess life. So Thomas More writes about that each of these people dared to live out the life that was given to them. They were defined by their willingness to be themselves and make something of their fate. The most precious gift of your dark night might be the sheer edge and heft of your soul, your presence as a person of real substance. So one of the things that Thomas More addresses on the theme of patience and in his book Dark Nights of the Soul is that these trying times, these really difficult times, can sometimes be solved by light, in that when we bring things to the light, we can illuminate them and we can cheer ourselves up and make ourselves feel better. But when that doesn't work, when something is really serious, really seriously difficult, I won't say really seriously wrong, I'll just say really hard to grapple with, then it might be time to retreat into the night, because that will give us, as he says, heft of soul. When you've totally lost your patience, when you've almost lost your mind, go into the darkness, retreat, be quiet, take time out, look deeper, go into that night of yourself and see what you find there. What's amazing and strange is that sometimes the imagery won't even come. It'll just be an emptiness. We're not even talking about depression here. In depression, there's still sadness, there's still emotion, and there's still even frustration. But underneath that, there's something else. There's a certain quality of hell that's reserved for us who are in the midst and the depths and the washing machine of life, getting tossed back and forth on the sea. And that's what Thomas More's book, Dark Nights of the Soul, is all about. It's almost a course for someone who's undergoing that dangerous journey. And so I would highly recommend this book. I think it's terrific. So I would like to hear from you, whether you're experiencing a dark night of the soul or whether you're just at a crossroads in your life. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and I can help you, I hope, get an answer to your question by tapping into the guides and angels who are always with you. So please give us a call on 1-877-296-0345. You're listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and this show is broadcast every Tuesday. The time of its broadcast in the States is 6 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and then all the way over here, it's 4 p.m. Johannesburg time. It's 4 p.m. Johannesburg time, and there's a beautiful exploding thunderstorm over our heads. The jacaranda trees are blooming, and you know we're in high summer. It's the 25th of December, Christmas, and it's our longest time of the year, our longest day of the year. So talking of the dark night of the soul is a bit strange, but it does address you in the northern hemisphere. Over here it's hot. It's about 32 degrees Celsius. People are wearing shorts and T-shirts, and they're walking around getting ready for their Christmas celebrations, which are usually a barbecue called a braai here in South Africa. And the children are out playing in the garden. But that doesn't mean that everything is always so happy or so easy. Seasons change in our lives as well as in our year. And what I'd like to help you with today is figuring out how to navigate those changes. So the next thing that I'm going to do is to draw an angel card. And the deck that I'm using is from Doreen Virtue. Doreen Virtue, PhD, lovely, lovely angel woman, is going to help us with our theme of patience today. And she has made this lovely set called Daily Guidance from Your Angels, Oracle Cards. And let's see what she has to say. Okay. The woman wearing angel wings is standing at the gate, and the title of the reading is Let Your Past Go. The reading itself says, the burden of carrying your past around with you has made you weary, oh dear one. It's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love and leave everything else behind. You don't want it or need it, and it's now gone. Okay, what does this mean to you? When we're working on the theme of patience, but deep patience, when things are not happening for you the way that you want them to, when you have a big should around life, and then you hear this reading, let your past go. What she's talking about is the past and the way that we haul it around with us is a strong, heavy burden on our shoulders. And it's not allowing us to be in the moment of what the moment is right this very second. The moment as we can experience it right now is accumulation of our past. It's an amalgam of what has happened to us. But when we cling to something that's not there anymore and we have a should around, I should still be married. I should still have that job even though they let me go. I should still have that money even though now I don't have it in my bank account. Those are the kinds of things that we really could acknowledge and let steep. What I mean by steeping is like a cup of tea. You put a tea bag in, you pour the hot boiling water in, and then you let it soak, and it changes, and it becomes something good for you, it becomes something nutritious, and then you can swallow it, and then you can let it go. By letting it go, I kind of mean to assimilate it into yourself, because what you're often doing is carrying something heavy on top of your head, like a big package, on your back, like a heavy backpack, dragging it around like a suitcase that doesn't have smooth enough wheels. If we are really going to be able to accept patience into our lives, which is the gift that's being offered to us, and the reading for today, the session that we're working on right now is about allowing patience into our lives. It means letting our expectations of how our past should have been and all of those complaints and sadnesses of the past, we need to let those go. Oh, I really want to thank Doreen Virtue for making these beautiful cards, and I recommend that you pick up a pack. They're easy to find at your bookstore, and the work that she does is so helpful because it allows us to have a dialogue with our angels and guides around the things that we're struggling with. Today we're really addressing struggling here on Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and if there's something that you'd like to talk about, if there's a question that you'd like to ask, please do call in on 1-877-296-0345. And you're listening to us live, Blog Talk Radio, and our station is called Authentic You. The next thing that we're going to talk about is how to deal with that struggle with patience and with being in the now by using an affirmation. You're probably familiar with affirmations as positive statements that can create a sense of well-being in yourself when you're having a tough time. For example, if I'm struggling with my self-image, an affirmation that would immediately come to mind would be, I am beautiful just the way I am. Repeating that over and over again, I am beautiful just the way I am. But today I'd like to share a tweak, an adjustment to an affirmation that I learned from a friend of mine this week. And she said that, and she said it so gracefully, but Shannon, you have always been beautiful just the way you are. And she started to discuss the quantum mechanics and the time traveling of affirmations, which I had never heard about before. But I'll share it with you, and maybe it will be useful to you. What we thought in our past becomes true now. What we think now becomes true for us in the future. So let's go back in time. And if we could put ourselves into the past and plant those seeds of positive thinking, then we can enjoy and reap the harvest of those things now. So let's say that I'm struggling with abundance, with the flow of money into my life, with feeling poor. I could say the ordinary affirmation would be, I am full of abundance. I am full of abundance. And really, there's nothing wrong with that one. But there's an even better way to do it. The adjustment is to say, I have always been abundant. I have always been abundant. I have always been abundant. What is the difference between the two statements? Well, as I say, I have always been abundant, I look back in my life and I can remember thousands, can I say thousands of times, that I have bought lunch for a friend, that I have offered a lift to someone, that I have said, I'll do that, I can do that. Would you like this? I don't need this anymore. How about you? I have extra. Would you like a bed to stay in? Would you like, think of all of those times in your life when you have extended a hand. It's been an open hand, and it's been a generous hand, one that you have shared. Here, let me buy you a cup of coffee. And more than that, let me lend you an ear. Let me give you a hug. I am here for you. I am abundant. I have always been abundant highlights those moments and makes me recall that, in fact, it is true. And if I can plant those seeds into my past, then I can harvest them today. And my affirmation will work even that much quicker. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And I do believe that it does work. Would you like to ask a question of your guides and angels? My website is www.spiritguidance.net. And I offer a personalized service where you can have up to an hour of time asking questions and getting answers. And the current cost of that is $60, 60. It's up to you. You can ask whatever questions you'd like, as long as they're about yourself. If you'd like to ask a question now, the number is 1-877-296-0345. That's 1-877-296-0345. And just to let you know that this show will be archived as a podcast, and you'll be able to see it both on the blogtalkradio.com site and on my site, spiritguidance.net. So now we're going to move on to the next section of our show, which is a message from the plant kingdom. And, oh good, we've got a caller. Let's talk to Richard, and then we'll go to our plant kingdom. Hello, Richard. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Happy holidays.
Hi. Happy holidays to you, Richard. Do you have a question for your angels and guides?
Yes. I feel right now I have an issue with the past life. I was wondering if they could elaborate on that or on that for me and what I could do to resolve
it. Okay. So the immediate answer that I'm getting from your guide, and you have one very strong masculine guide who's been working with you life after life after life, is that he's saying to you, it's time to break your patterns. And your patterns, Richard, are really about choices that you're making and that you continue to make the same kinds of choices, even though life is giving you feedback that that's not working for you. So they want you to look at the places in your life where, okay, the way they're saying it is where disaster is occurring. I'm sorry to use that word, but they're saying, Richard, that part of your situation right now could be considered a disaster. And they're saying they want you to walk away from that, because that is a pattern that you've had life after life after life after life, and you keep actually stepping into the same kinds of choices. Richard, do you know what they're talking about? Does that identify for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So if we were to caution you not to do that again, what they're actually suggesting is that you do exactly the opposite. Oh, because you'll find peace. And the sensation in my body is just a relaxation. And, oh, my gosh, I am so much happier. Okay. So, Richard, I hope that that is making sense to you. But will you stay on the line while I read the plant reading? Because that is supposed to be relevant to you. Can you hang with me for a moment?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So I'm drawing a card from a book that's called The South African Flower Essences. And the plant that I'm pulling up is called Hypericum. It's Hypericum, and it's called the grounding of cosmic energy. This essence assists New Age light workers who have undertaken the assignment of grounding cosmic light on Earth. Oh, this is specifically for you, Richard. I get why they're having me keep you on the line. The portal is now open. Light and information in different formulations are flooding our planet. Hypericum flower essence enables the integration of incoming energy. Okay, that's all they want me to read. There's a longer reading of that. But Richard, you're actually being called to be a light worker on this planet, and the personal stuff has to get swept away so that you can actually do what you're being called to do. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. God bless. Thank you for phoning in.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, take care. So that was a call from Richard, who was in a crisis, and his guide spoke to him in such a direct fashion that actually I didn't really understand what the situation was, but that's okay. He had been in a difficult situation, and they told him that the advice was that it was based on choices that he had made life after life after life, and they asked him to do exactly the opposite. Look, he understood what that meant, and that's what it's about. As a translator, sometimes I feel like I work at the United Nations, and someone's speaking in French and someone's speaking in Portuguese, and they're understanding each other, and as long as that happens, then I'm totally satisfied. So I would like to continue for your benefit the rest of the reading, which is about Hypericum, and it goes like this. Hypericum flower essence enables the integration of incoming energy, raises one's frequency so as to be able to hold the creative cosmic rays to move beyond the boundaries of personal identity, and gives the courage to live one's destiny while providing protection in the psychic and astral realms. It also assists those whose connection with the physical body needs strengthening. You might know somebody like that, or you might even have experienced that sensation yourself. Someone who's very floaty, someone who's really can't pay attention to you, can't finish a sentence, is spaced out, and is doing good, but could do so much more good if her feet were grounded, if her feet were in the earth. And one of the things that I'm recommending for that is this plant called Hypericum. I wonder if Hypericum is St. John's wort. We'll have to look that up. But the real thing to do is to ground yourself within the plant kingdom by using the herbs, spices, and foods that make you wake up, that make you look around and see the bright colors. There are some things that put you to sleep, and there are some things that wake you up. What does all that have to do with patience? Well, if you're floating around and not able to ground or earth yourself, you can feel very, very woozy, and time can get quite out of sync for you. So New Age or light workers or people who would like to help others, whether in the medical, biological, medical, or in the spiritual medical sense, need to take care of themselves first. And if you are going through a dark night of the soul, if you are in a crisis, or if you are at a crossroads, it's really important for you to take care of yourself by letting your past go and unburdening yourself of these things that we carry around as humans called expectations. We just have too many expectations about how life should be. And patience is, you know, when you're standing in a queue at the bank and you are so bored and you don't know what to do and you're just going out of your mind by what am I doing here? What am I doing here? What are your choices? You can get more anxious. You can get wound up because there aren't enough people working at the bank teller's offices. Or you can settle yourself down, stay grounded, and you can do internal exercises. I'm talking about doing these affirmations that we've been discussing, especially doing quantum leap exercises and affirmations where you put yourself back into the past and you bring yourself forward and work through what you want and what you're going for, and then realize that patience is both a letting go of expectations and also a realization of where I am right now and what I can do with myself right now. The archetype card that we're going to draw from Caroline Mace's deck will then illuminate us even further. So here we go. It is Networker. Brilliant. The illustration is of a little person carrying postcards, letters, and other mail back and forth and distributing them. And it says, the light attributes of the networker are, enhances unity through the sharing of information, engenders social awareness and empathy. How can you be a networker this week? How can you make the best of what you have with the time that you have right now? Because things might not be happening the way that you want them to. Things might not be happening as quickly as you want them to. But what do you have right in front of you? You have hundreds and hundreds of people who are also dealing with these same kinds of struggles. So on the one hand, there's a real benefit to withdrawing into a dark night of the soul and going on retreat, taking time for yourself, being quiet, investigating, going deeper, being quiet and asking within, what is it that I need to do? And then there is the emergence, which is to step out of oneself, to be the abundant person that one can be, and to send messages to everyone that you know, and to receive messages from everyone that you know, because, in fact, we're all in this human struggle together. We're all dealing with energies that are coming from above, from below, and from each other. How to handle that? By sharing it out. There's no way that each one of us can carry our own individual burdens all by ourselves. It would crush us. So to share, to talk, to reach out, and to be, especially at this season, to be in contact with others, because you can both receive and give at the same time. You can offer help. You can offer support. You can offer the love and care that you know is specifically destined, like you're writing a letter and there's an address on the front of it, and that card is specifically destined for one other person. And you have ways of caring and ways of sharing with each of those individuals. And you can receive, and receiving is a lovely practice, especially for people who are working in the angelic realm, because often they think that they're so special that they can only give. So the invitation that I'm offering you today is to receive as well as to give. Where are you not receiving? Where are people offering, hey, come over, hey, would you like to have lunch? Do you want to go for a walk? I have these books. Would you like to take them? I think they'd be interesting for you. Where are you saying no? When are you saying no, thank you? You should actually be wondering if those gifts aren't inspired gifts. And maybe they're coming not only directly from that person, but also from heaven. So please reconsider your no and maybe change it into a yes. And then you'll see what happens. But when you say no, you stop that flow of energy altogether. So to be responsive to that might be the thing that will help you, I'm not saying out of your dark night of your soul, but through your dark night of your soul. Because you're going to be there as long as you're going to be there. But it doesn't mean that you can't come up and have a sandwich once in a while. So I would like to just let you know how to get in touch if you would like your own personalized session, which we would do by phone. My own website is www.spiritguidance.net, and you can contact me via that. Otherwise, this program called Spirit Guidance with Shannon runs every Tuesday, and it's at 6 in the morning Pacific time in the United States and Canada, and it's at 4 p.m. Johannesburg time, and all times in between. So I'm going to wrap up now with a great big thank you to our producer and executive director, who is Michelle Arbeau of Authentic You Media. And I look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.